This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland reinforced its border with Belarus with more riot police on Tuesday, a day after groups of migrants tried to storm through a razor wire fence on the eastern frontier, where thousands have camped on the Belarusian side in the tense standoff. The European Union accuses Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko of using the migrants as pawns in a so-called hybrid attack against the bloc in retaliation for imposing sanctions on the authoritarian government for a brutal crackdown on dissent. Thousands were jailed and beaten following months of protest after Lukashenko won a sixth term in a 2020 election that the opposition and the West saw as rigged. A Polish military official estimated on Tuesday 3,000 to 4,000 migrants were along the border, including about 800 near the makeshift camps. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is expressing strong opposition to re-engaging with Syria's Bashar Assad after the foreign minister of the United Arab Emirates met with Syria's once widely shunned president in Damascus on Tuesday. The visit is the first by an Emirati foreign minister since Syria's civil war erupted in 2011. It comes as some Arab countries are improving ties with Syria. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said, quote, "We will not normalize or upgrade our diplomatic relations with the Assad regime, nor do we support other countries normalizing or upgrading their relations, given the atrocities that the regime has inflicted on its own people." Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers and the family of a former U.S. Marine who is imprisoned for assaulting police officers in Moscow says he has begun a hunger strike to protest his detention and human rights abuses behind bars, a claim Russian officials have denied. Trevor Reed, a 29-year-old from Texas, was convicted in July and sentenced to 9 years in prison for an altercation in August 2019 in Moscow, where he was studying Russian and visiting his girlfriend. He allegedly assaulted police officers who were driving him to a police station after picking him up following a night of heavy drinking at a party. His lawyers told the Interfax news agency that he has been on hunger strike since last Thursday, but Russia's state penitentiary service denied the claim Tuesday and insisted that Reed was eating, quote, "in accordance with the daily schedule." The United States on Tuesday condemned arrests based on ethnicity in Ethiopia after the detentions of UN staff reportedly from the Tigrayan community. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, "Security force harassment and detention on the basis of ethnicity is completely unacceptable." The detentions come as U.S. Envoy Jeffrey Feltman visits Ethiopia as he seeks to back efforts for an immediate ceasefire in the intensifying year-long support. The United States again voiced hope for efforts led by a former Nigerian president who is serving as an envoy by the African Union. The envoy has, quote, "spoken to this window of opportunity that he believes, and in turn we believe, does exist and continues to exist," according to Price. And Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older in a filing announced on Tuesday. Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine since September, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said it would move quickly to expand boosters to younger ages if warranted. Pfizer is submitting early results of a booster study in 10,000 people to make its case that it's time to further expand the booster campaign. The company asked U.S. regulators Tuesday to allow boosters of its COVID-19 vaccine for anyone 18 or older, a step that comes amid concern about increased spread of the coronavirus with holiday travel and gatherings. While all three vaccines used in the U.S. continue to offer strong protection against severe COVID-19 illness and death, studies have shown the shot's effectiveness against milder infection can wane over time. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.